Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and I'd like to welcome you to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, this week featuring music from Latin America. There's a vast treasure trove of great music from south of the border that almost never reaches our ears, and just some of these have been recorded on theatre pipes. To open, this is Bill Thompson with a samba from Brazil, the Samba de Orfeo. Bill Thompson and the Wurlitzer then in the Roaring Twenties Pizza restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That instrument originated in the Stanley Theatre, Jersey City, was enlarged in the restaurant and is now in the Grand Rapids Public Museum. Leroy Lewis was the resident organist on the Wurlitzer in the Panama Hilton Hotel for a while in the 1960s, and he released an album, Panama, accompanied by a Panamanian combo. The LP was not, however, taped on that instrument, but on a smaller Wurlitzer in the home of Thomas and Edith Rydell in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is a gorgeous rumba bolero, Panama Viejo, by Panamanian Ricardo Fabrega. Thank you. Panama Vieja was also the title of an LP by John Fisher, who was an artist in residence on the Wurlitzer in the Hotel El Panama in the early 1970s, apparently renamed from the Hilton. And this time the recording is of that Wurlitzer, which originated in the Stanley Warner Theatre, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and which Leroy Lewis helped to install. This is Quizás, 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 composed by a Cuban, Osvaldo Farrés, in 1947, and known in English as Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. Quizás, 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 John Fisher and the Hotel El Panama Wurlitzer, recorded in 1972. Moving down further south to Argentina and to a tango composed in 1913, El Choclo, which has become a staple of tango dancing throughout the world. In English, the title translates to the corn, which hardly does the music justice, I feel. Back in 1991, when I was hosting a weekly hour of Theatre Pipes live on air in Pasadena, California, I recorded this concert performance by Jim Riggs on the Wurlitzer in the Sexton Auditorium of Pasadena City College. Thank you. Pasadena City College Wurlitzer is owned by the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society and has recently received a four-manual console to replace the former three-manual key desk. Unfortunately, the instrument won't be featured in the upcoming American Theatre Organ Society convention based in Pasadena. Probably the most famous Cuban composer of the interwar years is Ernesto Lecuona. He wrote over 600 pieces, and among his many successes were Malagueña, Maria Mayon, and Siboney. And this next track of Andalusia, also known as The Breeze and I, played now by Buddy Cole on his original North Hollywood Robert Morton studio organ in 1956. Andalusia from the Suite Andalusia, which contains six movements, including Malagueña, that I just mentioned. Mexico has also produced a number of notable songwriters, among them Gabriel Ruiz, who wrote Amor in 1943. It was featured in the 1944 film Broadway Rhythm and went on to be hit material for Bing Crosby and Xavier Cugat in that same year, The Four Aces in 1954, Ben E. King in 1961, and Roger Williams in 1962. The late Brian Sharp combined electronics with the Christie in the Sanford Holiday Park in Dorset in this 1991 recording. Going back to Ernesto Lecuona, here's a song that I mentioned earlier, Maria My Own, which was published in 1931. It's normally played as a rumba or the slower bolero tempo, but Liam Berry arranged it for roller skaters as a slow tango. The organ is his Beast in the Basement, a small Wurlitzer in the basement of his home in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and this track dates from the early 1950s. Perfect tempo for the roller skaters in Chicago. I opened today's show with a samba, so it's fitting that I close with another. Cavaquinho is by Brazilian songwriter Ernesto Nazareth, and it's the name of a small Portuguese four-string guitar, although the Brazilian version is slightly larger. The song translates well onto theatre pipes, although the combinations of voices should be kept light and airy, as on this 1988 track from George Wright. Thank you. Cavaquinho, George Wright and his ever-changing Hollywood Philharmonic organ in his home in the Hollywood Hills of Los Angeles. That brings me to the end of today's Hot Pipes, featuring music composed by Latin American songwriters. So until next time on this same station, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley. ¶¶